So I have Jan Terry on line right now. So you're in Chicago right now. How are you?
Okay.
That's good. I wondered if you could tell us a little about growing up in Chicago and how you got into rock and roll.
Well, I was born in Chicago, but then we moved to Franklin Park, because I grew up in Franklin Park, which is the suburbs. And I've always liked music. My grandfather was a musician, and he used to write songs.
I heard that he wrote actually for Tin Pan Alley. Do you know any of the songs that he wrote?
One of the songs was, he did a song, something about a Lady Fanima, but I think Arthur Godfrey stole that song from him. Yeah, it's Lady of Fanima. You know, it's about that Virgin Mother Mary supposed to come down. It was in Spain or Portugal with the three children seeing her.
Yeah, I don't know the story. I'm not really religious, but I'll look it up. So what were some of your major influences growing up? Your sort of lyrics, sometimes about monsters or space travel, so I was wondering where you might have gotten that.
Well, I loved the Beatles, especially Paul McCartney. Elvis, I grew up with Elvis. And then in high school, my one friend, Sue, had the Olivia Newton-John album, and I started listening to Olivia Newton-John. Then my voice, it was a little bit similar to Olivia's, so I liked Olivia Newton-John, too. And then I got into country with Reba and Bama Mandrell, Dolly Parton.
So in the 90s, you had two albums come out. Was it Baby Blues came out in 93?
Yes.
And High Risk.
Baby Blues was his first album. Then some friends in the record industry wanted to know what else I can write. So High Risk was, that album was, I was thinking, it's each song could go to different markets in the radio station. Mm-hmm. I mean, one was, High Risk was for like a movie theme. Music Alive was like tribute to Gloria Estefan, I like her. And so it was like a dance-type movie, dance-type song. So each song was written to different categories, which the record industry say that that's unheard of. You can't have one album to go to different markets. It has to be, you have to yield your album to something. But it's like, hey, I'm my own person. I can do what I want. I'm not with a major record label.
They want you to have a niche market.
Well, they want you to have, like, if you're doing pop music, then they want you to gear your album toward pop. Or if you're country, they want you to gear your album toward country. That album was, because they wanted to know what else kind of style I could write. So that was it. Oh. Sunset, I wrote off my drum set, and that's a jazz type song.
So you play the drums. I've also seen in videos you playing the guitar, and in Get Down Goblin, you're playing the piano. So do you play all these different instruments?
No, I was the bass guitar. I always loved that guitar that Paul McCartney has. It's a violin shape, and for years I always wanted to get one. So my dad and I was at a vintage guitar show, and we got it. So I got that thing. I learned a little bit how to play the bass. I'm not really a bass player, and I'm not really a guitar player. I do it good, faking it, you know. So I mean, I could do a couple chords on it, but that's about it. No.
What's kind of your specialty instrument?
It'll be more like drums.
So how do you write your songs? On like you come up with a drum part and what?
Well,
what's the process?
I have like the melody in my head,
yep.
And then I write the lyrics, and then I talk to my engineer, and then down in Nashville, I was working with different people, and then they make out the charts for me. I had music theory, but not that.
So you have another album coming out?
Yes, it is. It's my. It's mastered on a cassette, Uh-huh. And we're taking the master and we're making it. My friend Darren, who's writing the B.O. book on me, biography book, took it to a friend to make it in a CD so we can get master the CD off and then we can get it out. Yeah, the next album coming out is called The Wild One, and that was done in Nashville, Tennessee. And then the other album is still stuck in Nashville. I ran out of money for that, so I can't finish that one yet.
When do you think The Wild One will come out?
We're trying to get it out, hopefully in a month or two. We're trying to push to get this thing out. It's going to be out this year. That's what we're trying to get.
Do you think you might do any promotion, like tour at all, or go to various community stations to interview, that kind of stuff for the new album?
When it comes out, then we'll be working on trying to do promotion. And then I'm hoping he have the book out this year, so because I really want to go on the book tour.
Can you tell me about working with Marilyn Manson?
He's a nice guy. He does that for an act, his eight ways. But him and Rose McGovern are very nice people. My friend Jim from Tower Records, when Manson was doing his book signing tour, talked to them and gave them a press kit of me, and they liked my videos and they liked my music, and they called me to ask if I'll fly out to do Rose McGowan's birthday party, and I had no idea who the heck Manson was or Rose McGowan, so I went out there, and then Manson was doing his show in Chicago, and since I was already going to be there, I mean, we were all going to have tickets. The day before he was coming in Chicago, he asked if I would be one of his opening acts, and people died for that spot, and I did it. It was pretty good, and then he was doing one in Wisconsin, and he asked me if I'll join him up in Wisconsin. I did.
Cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
How about Yola Tango? They have a cover of your song, Rock and Roll Santa. How did that come about?
I'm not quite sure. They never got permission from me, so
I guess it's more of a tribute than a cover. Yeah.
They probably did it, and so I have to have my people talk to their people.
Yeah. Well, it's nice.
Same as like there's people going around on Facebook and MySpace is saying that they're me and it's not me, so.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Another thing we're trying to stop.
The internet is a ridiculous place. I mean, you never know who's for real.
Well, you got the real person, so.
That's good. Well, there was actually one more thing I wanted to ask, if you don't mind. You can say no, but would you mind doing a station ID? So it would basically be like you say, this is Jan Terry, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, or something like that. And then we could play it, just sort of get listeners
sure,
to know.
Sure. What's the station?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
90.3 FM. 90.3.
Yeah.
And what's the ID number?
CKUT. C as in Connecticut. K as in.
So it's,
I don't know. Keyboard.
So it's CK.
U as in Uganda. T.
Okay, so it's CKU.
Yes, T as in tea bag. Or.
Okay, so it's CKUT 90.3.
That's right.
Okay, I'll do it right now for you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jan Terry. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, cool. Thanks very much.
Did you get the music yet?
No, not yet, but I guess that was just this week that you mailed it out, or was it late last week sometime?
Yeah, I mailed it out the next day, I told you.
Okay. So, any day now, I guess. But
okay. So yeah. Anything else you want to ask me?
I don't know. This is only my third interview ever, so I'm sort of...
Hey, you doing okay?
I'm sort of trying to figure out what the best things are. How about some goofy questions? Favorite food, favorite restaurant in Chicago?
Oh, okay. The favorite food? My favorite food would be pizza, spaghetti. Denny's picture in his book just came out.
Who's Denny?
He's in the most popular, most popular beautiful pet in America. Okay, what else do you want to ask me?
Are you a limo
yeah.
driver currently?
No. Yeah. No, I do security at night.
Okay, cool. How does that go? Yeah. How do you pass the time? Spend the time writing songs?
Well, yeah, I can work on stuff there. So.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sort of retired. That's why I just want to get this book out and the other stuff, too. So.
That's too bad. I mean, I really enjoy your music. I think it has a really unique quality. It's really catchy rock and roll songs.
I know my videos got highly criticized that they're bad videos.
That's just
but
the
then
internet,
again, you mind you.
People are assholes.
Coming from Columbia College, and I majored in broadcast and film and that. You having a limited budget, and you're trying to do it more realistic than up against the major record labels that have millions of dollars.
Well, I feel like people are just total assholes on the internet. I mean, those people aren't doing anything. They're not coming out with music or music videos. So they can sit in their houses and just
people tell
criticize,
me that they listen to my song and they make them happy. That's the whole point.
Yeah, Baby Blues gets stuck in my head all the time.
Trying to make people happy. And when they used to see my show, they used to say it. And yes, I still have my L.A. Greer High Top gym shoes that I used to run around on stage with.
You know, I think...
Because, I mean, you haven't lived unless you've seen a Metallica for 3 hours standing on a chair. Or, Bon Jovi and them people.
I think the problem is that people are spoon-fed mainstream music, and they don't have to think about what's good. They don't have to think about what they like. They can just listen. Anything that differs from the mainstream, they can just criticize from the comfort of their own homes. They're not the ones that make music or actually engage in creative activity. I mean,
yeah, like I said, I grew up with the Beatles and Yes and a whole bunch of those bands.
Yeah.
Chicago. So I mean, my music taste is very versatile. So.
Yeah. Well, it was great talking to you. I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to getting my CDs in the mail.
Okay.
Okay.
You got my number. You can call me anytime.
Okay. Hopefully you'll tour.
Nice talking to you, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.